Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And when you get there, you'll find my email address on top of the page. You can contact me for prayer requests or any other reason. It's always wonderful to hear from you. Thanks again so very much for listening today. And as we always do, it would be my great joy and a great privilege and honor to pray for each and every one of you as I do each and every day. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for all who hear these words. And once again today, I pray for them as I do every day, and not only them, but all the ones they love and all the things they care about. I pray a simple prayer. Their lives be filled with heaven on earth in every situation, and all things they care about would be blessed by your grace and your love. And I give you praise and honor and glory through my Savior, your Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The message today is called Judgment. We begin in John chapter 12, verse 27, where Jesus said, "Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd that stood there and heard it said it had thundered. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I'm lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. Then Romans chapter 6, verse 3. "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." Then Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Where Paul said, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I live now in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." In Ephesians chapter 2, where Paul said, "But God being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the coming ages he might show us the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus." As I was praying for each of you today, Father spoke to me and asked me to listen and write and publish this message for all to hear. I was happy to do so, and here are his words. He said, "My children, I know you're hearing a lot of things at this time about all that is happening in your world, and people are trying to make you afraid because fear sells advertisements, and fear gets so-called clicks on social media. It's the same old game they played over and over and over, and by now you should have learned to tune it all out and believe the truth. Before my son went to his crucifixion, he told you that the judgment of the world was now. Not 2,000 years from now, he said now, is the ruler of this world cast out. Not 2,000 years from now. Now is when he said it, and he said it to the people who were standing in front of him. Don't let others convince you that anything you see happening today is because I'm judging people. All judgment of all people came upon my son while on the cross. He drew all mankind into himself on that cross and took upon himself death for all of us. As it is written, if one man died for all, then all died. My perfect lamb took away the sins of the whole world. The truth is that we concluded all under sin so that we could offer grace unto all. All are forgiven, but not everyone is walking in the new life that was offered them. Religion, as you call it, is a sneaky thing. They try to convince you that I'm keeping score and counting all your mistakes. But I never was, and I never will. They tell you that you're guilty and conveniently leave out the part where you were crucified with my son and raised to a new life, when he raised from the dead and brought you with him. They tell you that you have an old man that you need to fight, and they leave out the part where that old man was already crucified, never to be seen again. My loved ones, the preaching of the cross is the power of salvation for all who believe. If you believe you were crucified with my Son and raised to new life, you will experience this new life. If you believe those who lie to you, then you will experience guilt and fear and hopelessness. The cross was the end of the old, and the beginning of the new came when the resurrection of my Son came. My Son said, "It is finished," because it was the last physical act that had to be accomplished to bring in the new beginning. He was crucified in the flesh, and he was raised in the spirit. You were crucified with him also, and you were raised with him. Your spirit being is part of you that never dies, and you are already exalted and seated with us in the seat of honor in the heavenly realm. If you can convince your mind of this, then you can live in heaven while you're on earth, and nothing will be impossible to you. So how do you leave the old behind and take hold of the new? It is all by accepting the absolute truth of what was accomplished for you as a free gift, and for you to stop trying to earn it when it was freely given to you. It's not of works. It was my free gift of love to you, and trying to earn it is like saying that it is so cheap that you can buy it by yourself with just your actions. My loved ones, let go of the lies. You were crucified with my Son, as Paul told you that you were dead, and your life is hidden in me. The life you now live is the Christ life. It is eternal life, abundant life, and glorious life that you didn't get from your natural parents, but receive from me, for I am the Father of your spirit. Embracing this truth will change your lives. Ignoring this truth will leave you struggling in the world, just as if the cross never happened. As it is written, "If any man be double-minded, he will not receive anything from me." This is a great problem among my children. One moment they are in the "poor old me, I'm guilty and being punished by God for my sins" mind. The next moment they are in the "I am the righteousness of God" mind. One moment they're in the "God is going to pour out wrath on my enemies" mind, and the next moment they're in the "pray for your enemies, bless those who curse you, and do good to those who mistreat you" mind. Trying to live in both worlds is causing great confusion. You must realize the punishment for sin for all people was upon my Son at the cross, not because I demanded punishment, but because the wages of sin is death, debt had to be settled. So we settle them for you. All the curses of the law of Moses had to be poured out with its entire wrath. So we allowed the wrath to come upon us on the cross, so that none of those who were under that law would have to experience it. You were never under that law, because the new had already come before you arrived on earth. As it is written, "Sacrifice and burnt offering you did not want, but a body you have prepared for me." I didn't want bloodshed. I wanted to live in you and be one with you because I adore you. I never wanted sacrifice. As was written by my friend the prophet Jeremiah when he said, "When I brought your fathers out of Egypt, I did not speak to them concerning sacrifices and burnt offerings." This was the reality of their guilt-filled world, so I met them in that guilt-filled world where they were. They were sacrificing animals and even people before I was ever revealed to them, so I met them in their darkened understanding. My loved ones, to live in the glorious truth of the gospel, you have to believe the glorious truth of the gospel and not hold on to the lies that religion tells you. You must believe the sins of all mankind and the judgment of all was paid when my Son freely gave his life for the world. You can't have it both ways. You can't say, "I took away the sins of the world, but I'm still counting sins against people." You can't say that I'm judging them and I already forgave them. Those things don't coexist. As the beautiful one whom you call John wrote, "Perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that is afraid is not perfected in love." You must believe that I am totally in love with you, and the ones you think are being judged, I'm in love with them also. You must let go of the fear and embrace the glorious truth that's being revealed to the world. Darkness is being driven out, not because I'm angry and want to destroy people, but because my light is being revealed, and darkness cannot dwell in the light. As you become filled with the truth, then the truth makes you free, and darkness has no power over you. So, my loved ones, live free in the truth. The death is past, judgment is past, and you were raised to a new life that you embrace by accepting it as a free gift and walking in it. Soon the light will overcome all the darkness in the earth, and every day will be a glorious day. Love each and every one, and remember as instructed that you no longer know any person after the flesh. Look inside for the spirit who is buried beneath the darkness of that fleshly mind, and pray for them to awaken to their freedom. And most of all, remember that I can't leave you, because we are one. I am in you, and you are in me. I live in you because I love you beyond your ability to understand, and nothing or no one can change my mind. Death, judgment, guilt, sin, sickness, and all other things that would make you afraid are in your past and not in your future. Live in the freedom of the new life that was given unto you. And this is the end of the words he gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you each and every one, and I'll see you soon.